The rule is simple. After the year 1968, the word nigger is to be avoided, only permissible when quoting someone else. This rule is pretty intuitive, but Republican political strategist Lee Atwater gives it some helpful context in what are known as the Southern Strategy tapes. Yes, I know, another set of tapes, but bear with me. This political strategy was designed to help Republicans capitalize on the racial hostility of Southern white people after the Civil Rights Movement. Here, I'll let Lee Atwater explain it himself.
You start out in 1954 by saying nigger, nigger, nigger. By 1968, you can't say nigger. That hurts your backfire. So you say stuff like force busing, states' rights, and all that stuff. And you're getting so abstract now. You're talking about cutting taxes, and all of these things you're talking about are totally economic things, and the byproduct of them is blacks get hurt worse than whites.
Back to OJ's trial. Johnny Cochran's plan to introduce these nigger tapes into the trial would make the word a constant part of the courtroom discourse. I'd like to imagine that Chris Darden couldn't abide such a possibility. He later stated how much he hated the word and wouldn't allow it to be said in his own home. And so he refused to say it in the courtroom, instead creating the now ubiquitous euphemism for the word nigger, N-word.